November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
You need an umbrella this morning, everybody. Hello, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Starnes Country, broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Hope you are doing well today. Wow, it is really rainy and really nasty out there. And according to the National Weather Service, and I don't know what to make of this, but the National Weather Service in Memphis put out an emergency alert that we could expect goofball-sized hail, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what that means. I have never seen goofball hail before, but it doesn't sound good. I think it's a little bit happier than regular hail, but the goofball, it just likes to play around with you. That's the only thing I can figure out. So good to have you with us this morning. We have a jam-packed show. We are so excited about a brand new program that is starting tomorrow here on the Mighty 990. Jo Garner, many of you have heard her for years here in the Mid-South. Well, she's moving to KWAM, and we're going to have Jo on in just a little while, host of the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Pamela Furr is going to drop by from Nashville, and we're going to be taking your calls as well. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we have some exciting news as well. And here at the Mighty 990, gosh, several months ago, we had reached out to the Justice Department and said, you know what, we would love to have the opportunity, if it can fit into everybody's schedule, we would love the opportunity to get out there and feed the troops, the law enforcement agents that are here in Memphis. And we just want to say here at KWAM, we just want to do our part to say thank you. And so I sent a note to Washington. And a few days ago, we got a call back. And the Justice Department said, are you really serious about feeding the troops? And we said, absolutely. And they said, well, okay, how about Monday? And so we are furiously working. Last night got a call, and we're putting together a big plan, but the team here at KWAM, we're going to be feeding, are you ready for this, 1,000 troops on Monday. Cassie's already downstairs, and Cassie, I understand that you're already making meatballs. Is that right? Do I have that intel correct?
I think she is making meatballs.
She's making meatballs, Ellen, downstairs. That's good to know. No, we are so we're very excited, and we're going to be looking for some folks that might want to lend a helping hand. And if you do, give us a call at the station, and we'll get you hooked up. But we're very excited and honored to be able to feed, and we'll tell you about all the people that are going to be involved in that. We have some of our great sponsors that are going to be lending a helping hand, as well as some very special friends as well. And we're gonna be celebrating them and their great service. So anyway, we're very excited about that. We're going to be feeding 1,000 troops supper on Monday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we just can't wait. I know our team is excited about it. Cassie is ready. She's already got her, she's got the apron ready to go, a cast iron skillet. Cassie's like, tell me what to cook. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So some news here involving the Memphis Shelby County School Board, where Tawana Murphy, that's the one who be kissing a cat, according to the song lyrics. She is now facing a restraining order. Cut number one, please.
Yeah, Darcy, she told me this started over what she believed was a simple mail forwarding issue, but quickly turned into something she said made her fear for her safety. Now, tonight, we're seeing the court documents, the Facebook post, and the video that she says is why she asked the court for protection. This temporary order of protection filed in General Sessions Court lists school board member Commissioner Tawana Murphy as the respondent. In the petition, the victim claims Murphy repeatedly came to her home after being evicted from the property. She also says Murphy posted her address and photos of the house on Facebook. In the post, Murphy claimed the property was a health hazard and also wrote, "Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine."
She posted my home on Facebook making defamation statements like what she posted was not true at all. And so I'm already being harassed by the people that's coming there looking for her because of the stuff that she's doing and saying in the media.
The victim also provided Fox 13 a video she says shows Murphy knocking on her door earlier this year. She says that was the moment everything escalated.
You move in my house.
In a statement to Fox 13, school board member Tawana Murphy strongly denies all accusations, saying, in quote, "Tamika Abram has allegedly been harassing me for months. I previously visited her residence once in June to retrieve my mail, unaware she lived there. I strongly deny these allegations and I'm seeking legal counsel. At some point, this has to stop." Abram also denies any claims of harassing Murphy. Abram tells Fox 13 what troubles her the most is that the behavior she described is coming from an elected official.
To accomplish is that she will stop the harassment. She will stop posting anything about me, saying anything about me, because I don't talk about her. I don't post anything about her. Please leave me and my family alone.
This case is still active in General Sessions Court at 10. We're breaking down what the order of protection requires and whether Commissioner Murphy is allowed to continue serving as MSCS board while this play out.
All right. So again, that reporting from Fox 13, Tawana Murphy, and more hot legal water. What a mess. Cannot wait until we replace all of these people on the school board. That will be a great day for the city of Memphis and Shelby County. By the way, some new polling data out, and you have to appreciate the far left bias of the commercial appeal, which they are always calling themselves appeal because they're appealing for cash. They got no money over there. So the commercial appeal, they published a big story about President Trump's approval ratings, and I want you to hear the headline here. President Donald Trump's approval rating hit a new low for his second term following the longest government shutdown in history. First of all, they're tying President Trump to, they're blaming him for the government shutdown. That was the Democrats, ladies and gentlemen, the Schumer shutdown. And by the way, the president's all-time low approval rating in Tennessee, the president's approval rating is at 60%, ladies and gentlemen. So again, a little bit of a Trump derangement syndrome over at the commercial appeal, which is, again, at newspaper. All right, got to take a quick break here. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Joe Garner in studio. Also, we've got a holiday trivia question for you, and we have a great prize package waiting for the winner. Here is the question this morning. The world's largest store decided to throw a parade in New York City in 1924. Can you name the store? And can you name the parade? The world's largest store throwing a parade in New York City way back in 1924, launching a tradition. Can you name the store and the parade? Our telephone number this morning, 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
All right, it is a rainy, rainy day here in the Mid-South. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. By the way, this is exciting. Later this evening, Christmas in Bartlett kicks off the market and the festivities. 5:15, you're going to be able to hear from the Great Bartlett Chorus. And 6 o'clock is the big Christmas tree lighting tonight. And I have no doubt you will probably see our good buddy David Weimer somewhere in Bartlett tonight at the Christmas market and the festivities there. So, again, Christmas in Bartlett, and it's all through the weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, this weekend. And so you're going to want to get down there to Bartlett. Also, our big trivia question for the day, the world's largest store that decided to throw a parade back in 1924, became a tradition. Can you name the store and the parade? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Well, we have been very excited about this day for a long time around this joint. Joe Garner, who has been around for, you see, Joe, I'm trying to figure out a way to say this because I don't want to say you're older than dirt, you know, but you've been around radio like for a very long time here in the Mid-South.
We've been around since 2011. I had been involved with a group here in Memphis called Talk Shop. It's talkshoppe.com.
It's over 20 years. It's a fancy spelling.
It's a fancy spelling. And I used to host it. I don't now, but I used to host it. So people invited me over to be guest on their radio shows. And Todd, one time I had a guy said, hey, would you guest host my show? I'm just going on vacation this weekend. I said, sure. And that was in the May of 2011. And he never came back, so I guest hosted his show all summer.
So you got stuck with it, is what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
But that's how we got started. Because then they said, "Hey, look, we got a real estate show. We want you to take it over at another." It was another station, but I called my long-term friend, real estate appraiser Tom King. I said, "Tom, we got this chance to do this show over here. I don't want to do this by myself." He said, "Hey, no worries. You know, I'll come and help you." So we started a real estate mortgage shop in November of 2011.
Wow, that's amazing. Joe Garner is here with us, ladies and gentlemen, and she is the host of the brand new show here on KWAM. It starts tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And we're going to talk more about the shop in just a moment. But I had no idea that you were connected with Lance Walker.
And oh, yes.
So we've got to talk. We've got to talk about Lance Walker. That is one of the craziest, wildest shows on this radio station. You never know what is going to come out of Lance Walker's mouth.
That is absolutely true. Yes, you know, I told him he married up, you know, because he had his wife has been, she's won all these international awards for auction. But actually, he hadn't done too bad. He served as the president of the National Auction Association, so he's not too shabby.
I'm telling you, where I do a lot of traveling, Joe Garner, and wherever I go, people know Lance. By the way, do you know Lance Walker? And I'm like, of course I know Lance. Who doesn't know Lance?
That's right.
Walker,
that's
and Terry right. Walker. So you've been here. You're originally from West Tennessee, is
yes,
that right?
I am. I'm from Jackson, Tennessee, originally, and lived part of my life up in Maine, so I had a little taste of New England. Love it too. And
okay, help me understand this. So Jackson, you went from rockabilly to like lobsters.
Lobster, yeah, you can't get there from here.
Oh wow, that's good.
But no, that's where I got started in real estate, is up there, and then came back to Memphis and love living in Memphis. Been here for decades.
Wow, that's wonderful. And you are also an accomplished author. The name of the book, Choosing the Best Mortgage, The Quickest Way to the Life You Want. So that's a look, I have great respect for anybody who writes a book because that is a lot of work.
Yes, but it was fun. It's just full of my Hall of Fame customer stories. Of course, change the name, change some non-material details, protect privacy. But, you know, Todd, that's what we're about on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. That's, I think, one of our strong points is that people want to hear and they learn and remember more when they hear a story, a real life people story, because sometimes they'll be able to relate to one, sometimes not. But when they do, it is magical what can happen with getting an idea. Maybe it's just something that a customer thought of. I've got Hall of Fame customers that have come up with ingenious ideas that have nothing to do with mortgage, but we share some of those as well as some good mortgage programs and when to use one and when not to.
It seems to me one of the most wonderful things as an American citizen is the opportunity to be able to own your own home. I mean, that is like claiming the American dream right there.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're the only country in the world that offers a true blue 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. And that has been a wealth builder for not just homeowners, but investors as well.
It's been exciting to see, you know, people stepping out. And that's a big thing now is, you know, young people wanting to be able to figure it out. How do we afford homes? And I'm pretty certain you're going to have a lot of young listeners to the show. We've got a pretty young audience out there.
I love it. You know, we got about 30% of our home buying population here in the Mid-South who are first-time home buyers, Todd. And there's a couple of things that we tell a lot of stories about this. We offer a lot of solutions. Always have multiple profitable exit strategies. Because a lot of our younger people are like, Joe, I want to start building wealth, but I don't want to be stuck. If I buy a house, what if I get the job of my dreams across the country and I can't move? What if I meet the love of my life and I want to move? You know, Todd, there are so many ways that you can build profitable exit strategies for later. Nobody has a crystal ball. But one of them is just getting a good realtor who knows markets that are traditionally going up in value. So you buy there and presumably 2 or 3 years from now, you can sell and not lose your shirt. There's a good rental market. So if the market's bad when you meet the love of your life and want to move, you can rent and make a profit for a while. And then there are mortgage products that people don't even realize. There's still assumable loans out there.
Joe Garner is with us this morning. It is 25 minutes past the hour. We're going to be checking in with Laura Huckabee, our KWM chief meteorologist, in just a moment. It's a little foggy out there, a little rainy, so be careful. Just drop it down to under 75 if you're driving on I-240 this morning. JoeGarner.com, JoeGarner.com is the website. So what can people expect when they tune in 11 o'clock Saturday morning? What are they going to hear?
Well, we are going to present an informative, entertaining, inspiring show, Todd. Hopefully it will be able to relate with a lot of your listeners out there.
You're setting a high bar, Joe. You got to set a little low. Lower expectation than, you know, over-deliver.
We cover a different topic, focus on a different topic each week. And a lot of those are going to deal with how to make the house more affordable, refinance strategies for people who have accrued a lot of 20-something percent interest rate debt, and ways to convert that over to one fixed rate on a mortgage, and then a plan for paying that mortgage off early. Things like that are going to be what we're talking about.
And I know, like, for example, our garden show, Mid-South Gardening, they kick things off on Saturdays, of course, at 7
Veda,
o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, Veda's great, and Jim and Ken. They bring in guests every now, or experts every now and again, so you'll bring in guests as well.
That's right. Every week we'll focus on a different topic, and we also like to get suggestions from our listeners, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. You can also email me, jo@jogarner.com. Hey, look, you can call or text me, 901-482-0354.
What are you doing, giving out your number?
I am. I tell you, that's my best number, and I talk to people all day and even into the night.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so again, this is one of the things I love about our weekend programming. We talk politics a lot, but on the weekends, it's like can-do Saturdays. You know, you got to get in the garden, got to sell stuff, you know, you got to declutter, which is what the Walkers help do.
Yeah.
And then you're helping folks buy a bigger home, hopefully.
Or refinance, restructure. And if you're interested in a home purchase mortgage or maybe refinancing, you know, Todd, I invite people not just to call me to do a loan, but tell me your story, too. And we can help you find the right mortgage program that'll give you some bragging rights and make that process easy.
I love this. And again, when you're not doing the whole mortgage shop thing, what is Joe going to do? You're kicking back. What do you like to do to kick back?
Well, I like hanging out with friends. I network with a lot. And actually, it sounds like work because, you know, network has the word work in it. But for me, it's just so much fun. So I network with BNI, Talk Shop, some of the chamber people, church. I serve at my church, and I got a great family and friends.
That's wonderful. Well, we're excited to have you as a part of our family here at the Mighty 990.
Thank you.
All right. Again, folks, Joe Garner, the Real Estate Mortgage Shop, that's 11 o'clock. It starts tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to love this show. And we are so excited that she has joined our lineup here at the Mighty 990. And if you would like information, if you want to reach out to Jo, you can do that on her website, jogarner.com. That's jogarner.com. All right, coming up, we have Senator Marshall Blackburn coming up. Also, Parker May with your sports update, and Aiden Pettit will have your entertainment report. A lot still to come here on the Mighty 990. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back here in Stearns Country, broadcasting in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
No, I'm not making this up, folks. The National Weather Service put out a tweet. A severe thunderstorm with goofball-sized hail and wind gusts to 60 miles an hour over northwest Tennessee. So we just report the news, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we can do. All right, 36 minutes past the hour right now, and want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend in Nash Vegas, Pamela Furr. Pamela, what's going on?
Good morning. Good morning. It is raining in the Music City, but hey, you know what? I'm grateful to be alive. You know what I mean?
I'm reading a headline from Channel 3 in Memphis, and I misread it. Memphis police say shoplifters put meat in pants and pulled a gun. I'm just glad. I misread it originally, so that could have been really inappropriate this morning.
Yes,
here on
yes, K-Way. No kidding.
Also, Pamela, I've got to share some breaking, it's not breaking news, but I do need to share some news. If you're going to the Peabody, bad news, there's been some flooding, and so the entire basement of the Peabody is flooded, which means the gym, the spa, and the pool are shut down because of that water main break on 2nd Street. It is bad news for hotel guests, but not actually all that bad news for the Peabody Ducks. So I guess they have a bigger pond. They're upgrading there, Pamela.
Yeah, indeed.
So Pamela, we've been following this race out of Middle Tennessee, and this is we're going to have Matt Van Epps on the national show coming up later today.
On
KWAM. I just don't get why the polling is so close. What is going on over there?
You know, I think it's just because Democrats feel empowered, and they're being told over and over that if you show up, you could actually win this. So they've been energized thinking that they could actually flip this seat from a Republican. So I think that's why you're seeing some neck and neck. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, Republicans here in Middle Tennessee, conservatives in Middle Tennessee, I just don't think they're going to allow that seat to be flipped. The bigger counties like Montgomery and Williamson County, most of the people wait until actual election day to do their voting. So that's why I think you're seeing some of the early voting numbers a little low. But I mean, I just have to say, because the Democrats feel so empowered right now and energized, they're actually getting off their rear ends and voting. And so because of that, we can't be complacent. We can't let apathy or laziness keep us from voting in District Number 7. Republicans do have to stand up. They can't go, they don't stand a chance. I'm going to stay home. You can't do that.
Yep.
You have to get out there and vote.
You got to. Pamela Furr with Americans for Prosperity Tennessee joining us from Nashville this morning. And, you know, the only good news for Republicans is the Democrats keep getting indicted up on Capitol Hill. So they're losing those folks. But I'm just stunned here by Afton Bain is her name. And she's basically AOC with blonde hair. Is that a good description of her?
That is 100% a good description of her. And I have to say, so there's video out there of years ago before she even became an elected official, she would actually disrupt the legislative session on the House floor when they're in the middle of doing what they do, lawmakers. She would scream and try to protest, and they would, I mean, Capitol Police would actually pull her out of the room because she was being so disruptive. That's happened in her past. And then what recently she filmed herself on Instagram letting people know where ICE agents were in Nashville, following them, and putting that information out there in the public. That's number two. And then number three, Todd, the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard is comments from this woman who wants you to vote for her to represent the 7th Congressional District, which includes downtown Nashville. She has been recorded saying, I hate Nashville. I hate country music. I hate the bachelorette parties that are making it the, quote, it city. I hate the pedal taverns. And the truth of the matter is, as much as, you know, I may not participate in those bachelorette parties downtown, we love, as a state of Tennessee, we love those tourists and bachelorette parties and pedal taverns and whatnot because of the sales tax revenue. That's what keeps us from having to pay, you know, state income taxes or our property taxes go up or whatnot, is because of the revenue we get from tourism. You guys know that living there in Memphis, it's the same there as well. I mean, all the tourists that come to town to hear the great music and eat the wonderful barbecue and the history that Memphis has. We have that obviously in Tennessee. She has said on tape, I hate Nashville. That is the, I mean, I'm just appalled. What is wrong with her? And she wants to represent it.
Yeah, this one is cracking me up. So she was the co-host of a podcast called Grits on the Tennessee Holler Podcast Network. And she said, quote, I've been heavily involved in the Nashville mayor race because I hate this city. I hate the bachelorettes. I hate the pedal. I hate country music. I hate all the things that make Nashville apparently an it city to the rest of the country.
Isn't that crazy?
And now she wants to represent them in Congress.
Yeah. And she has come back out and said, she is now saying, look, the Republicans are trying to make it sound like I hate Nashville. I don't hate Nashville. She literally said, I hate Nashville. It's just, so she's gaslighting, saying, you didn't hear what you think you heard. I didn't say I hate Nashville. Yes, you did. So it's just, it's ridiculous. So hopefully, even the Democrats that hear that will go, you know what? I don't think I can vote for that. I mean, if you hate us and you want to represent us in Washington, no thank you. You
know, I think here's the challenge with Van Epps is that just his name recognition, a lot of people don't know him. He hasn't been out there talking about issues, and that is a challenge. But look, I mean, Trump won it by 20 points. Green won it by 20 points. So God forbid there's some sort of catastrophic thing happening in politics. You know, he's gonna win that race.
Yes. I will say he's endorsed by Donald Trump. He did a teletown hall with Donald Trump one day, I believe it was last week. So he's supported by the president. So that is good news. So the key here, you know, in the congressional district number 7 is you just have to get out and vote. Early voting ends on the 26th, and then election day is December the 2nd.
Pamela Furr joining us, Americans for Prosperity Tennessee out of Nashville. And you got to love Gannett. You know, they own our newspaper is actually published in Nashville, I think. Or Clarksville, wherever. Gannett owns all the major newspapers. Anyway, the commercial appeal, their headline is President Trump's approval rating in Tennessee hits a new low for his second term. Pamela, his approval rating is at 60%. So.
What a horrible headline. That's hilarious.
Great. It dropped a point. Oh, my God. But again, I think that right now, you know, things are tough for the economy. I get that for a lot of folks. And we had people calling in on the national show yesterday talking about, you know, how high grocery prices are. But they're coming down. I mean, they were, they exploded during Biden. Trump's brought it down. What we said yesterday, the Farm Bureau reporting Thanksgiving dinner down 5% this year from last year. So we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, we are heading in the right direction. Thank God. And, you know, if people can just take a deep breath, you know, I believe that we'll see even more savings next year as well as the Trump agenda, the Trump doctrine, even if you will, the Trump policies and whatnot continue to be in circulation. I think we're going to see it even more so next year. So at least it's down. At least it stopped from continuing to climb like it did under the Biden administration. I mean, Bidenomics almost killed us all, you know?
Oh, it was insane. I got to ask you, we've got to switch gears because you know everything about everything when it comes to music in Nashville. Dolly Parton, is she doing okay? She posted a message talking about some health issues the other day. And we know that she had to miss and she was being inducted in the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions Hall of Fame. I didn't know they had such a thing. But,
I didn't either.
Who knew? Anyway, so she's a little under the weather, apparently.
Yes. She had to cancel some shows she was going to do in Las Vegas. And I think it's just some basic, you know, health issues. I don't think it's anything major. I think her sister had posted also, please pray for Dolly, you know, because she's had some health issues. But then not long after that, Dolly posted a video saying, hey, look, I'm not dying. I'm just taking care of some things. I think she's okay. But boy, you know, the idea that we could lose her, I don't even want to think about it. But she seems to be continuing to do business. Have you heard about the Dolly stocks? Like, she's going to turn into, like, her own Bucky's.
A Bucky's, right?
Franchise. Yeah. Yeah. So,
is it inappropriate to say it's going to be Bucky's with boobs? Is that inappropriate?
I think she'd love that.
No, this is great. No, I saw this story yesterday. I wanted to ask you about this because it's basically, there's like a, it's like a truck stop or a travel stop, kind of like a Bucky's, but it's going to be Dolly Parton themed.
Yeah, yeah. How great is that? I think it'd be fantastic.
So it's dollytravelstops.com. They actually have a website.
I didn't even know they already had a website.
And it basically, I mean, their logo is very Cracker Barrel-esque, except instead of the old-timer, it's the silhouette of Dolly striking a very seductive pose. The old-timer couldn't do that. He'd throw his back out. Sorry, Pamela.
Okay, you're fun. You're funny today.
I don't know what's in the coffee this morning. We switched coffee brands. I'll tell you, Steve Gill got me drinking this pure roast coffee, and I think there's something in it.
Well, it was a great recommendation because you were on fire today.
Woo!
Well, I will tell you this, sort of changing off from Dolly to the Nashville 911. I've yet to watch it. And everybody's telling me how terrible it is.
It's so bad.
I've been hearing the rumors. So when I go on vacation next week for Thanksgiving, my goal is to binge watch the episodes that have already aired and critique it. And I want to see truly how bad it is. And I think some friends, we're all going to get together and just kind of make fun of it.
So, look, our very own Aiden Pettit, who is about to deliver our entertainment report, starred in the episode involving the water slide, and he played the jerk, and he did a great job of it.
But he's a good jerk, huh?
Oh, yeah. Great guy. Yeah, great performance. But I'm like, sweet mercy. If I were starring on that show, I would have said, throw me down the water slide, too. Put me out of my misery.
Put me in that fiery tornado.
Oh gosh. Have you seen that one?
I've seen the previews.
It's too much.
People are going to think that we have a national, a major emergency, like, all the time. And we don't.
No, but, and the fire stations look like, you know, they're from Williamson County.
Yes.
All right, Pamela.
The high end stuff, and all the firefighters are gorgeous.
Well, one of them's a male stripper too. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
indeed.
Well, maybe I'll check it out tonight.
Okay, we're ending now. Pamela Furr, everybody. You can see her every Friday here in the Blue Room on the Mighty 990. Pamela Furr with Americans for Prosperity. We love her. All right, we do have to take a quick break, everybody, and let's check in with Aiden Pettit standing by with a look at your entertainment report.
November is National Family Caregivers Month. One in four Americans is stepping up to help older loved ones with everything from meals to bills. Family caregivers spend thousands out of their own pockets each year, and too many have to quit their jobs to keep providing care. Working families can't afford to wait. It's time to care for America's caregivers. Learn more at aarp.org/careforcaregivers. Paid for by AARP.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on Starnes Country. Last night on Newsmax, we got to highlight what's happening over at Rhodes College with the young conservatives there. Let's take a listen to that conversation. Joining me now is Jackson Heberlin, the outreach chair of the Clemson University College Republicans, and Jack Herman, founder and president of the Young Americas Foundation chapter at Rhodes College in Memphis. Guys, good to see you with us. So, Jackson, you guys have been filming a lot of these encounters. What's going on out there? You would think things will be getting better on campus.
I mean, like, basically every campus we go to, and we just have, like, Change My Mind events, somebody freaks out like crazy. This literally happened to me 2 days ago. And we see this behavior basically everywhere we go, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. We have people who will scream, like, 2 days ago someone erased my sign and ran away and stole our marker. It really is mind-blowing. And you wonder what the strategy is. Like, I don't know what people seek to accomplish. This isn't really effective activism. It's just irrational freakouts. It blows my mind every time I see it.
Jack, I know that at Rhodes College, which is a pretty liberal school, you actually started a YAF chapter there. What was that experience like for you trying to get that club approved on campus?
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult process. When I went through the student allocations committee, I was asked some ridiculous questions. In the Sharon statement of YAF, it says that communism is the biggest threat to democracy. And I was told that that is not inclusive of some of our students on campus. And I think that trying to spread communist ideals is just ridiculous. And this kind of misinformation is just going rampant around college campuses.
Wait, so you're telling me that there, Rhodes College in the southern states, you guys apparently have communists on campus?
I guess so. Apparently, I was asked how we are inclusive of those students. And frankly, I just said that, we probably should not be supporting communism on our campus.
Yeah, that's a pretty good response to that question. Unbelievable. Well, guys, Oklahoma State University, which has sort of been a hotbed of this anti-conservative action and activism, they released a statement saying, Oklahoma State University supports free speech. The OSU Police Department is actively investigating this incident. But the reality here, Jackson, and we have seen this on campuses across the country, is that these universities are not protecting conservative speech on their campus. What say you?
I mean, we've never seen anything get done. We've had people heckle at us, raise signs all the time. I've never once seen an outcome that has reached a suspension or anything. I wonder what would happen if someone like me went up to like a leftist stand and freaked out, like destroyed their signs. I feel like the reaction would be a little bit different, but no, we've seen absolutely no pushback on people trying to suppress conservative speech at any campus that we've been to.
All right. Jack, and if you want to listen to the entire interview, you can do that. Just head over to toddstearns.com or check out our social media pages. All right. It has been a jam-packed morning. Don't forget tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Joe Garner, Real Estate Mortgage Shop, right here on the Mighty 990. My show, 11 o'clock this morning. Come, folks, we're going to have a great program. Get out there. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.